This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. It's the changing of the guard for the Minden City Herald in Sanilac County. After decades of running the paper, Paul Engel is handing the reins of his family business to his grandson, Nathan Marks. He'll be assuming the helm of the newspaper in August. We've invited both Paul Engel and Nathan Marks to talk to us a little bit about what the Minden City Herald means in the community and the challenges of keeping a local news source running at a time when local news may be more critical than ever before. Paul Engel and Nathan Marks, welcome both of you to Stateside. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you having us.
Paul Engel, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit, for starters, about how your family got into the newspaper business in the first place.
Oh, it goes back quite a ways. My father was actually a paper boy for the Romeo Observer back in the 1940s. And eventually he became a printer for the Romeo Observer. And then he moved up into the Thumb area. And he worked for the Deckerville Recorder, another small town newspaper, for a while. And then he had an opportunity to buy the Minden City Herald, and he did in 1946.
Wow. Nathan, what do you remember about the paper in the years when you were growing up?
Well, I remember coming to visit them at the shop and being very intimidated by the large printing machines and being very excited as a child when they would put our names in the newspaper, whether it was for a birthday or because of a visit. And they let me be involved. I remember when I was probably 11 or 12, I got to type up some of the obituaries for the paper. And I just thought that was the coolest thing to see.
Wow.
As
a young person writing the obits, what kinds of details did you pick up from that?
I remember just trying to be very precise. I knew that obituaries were important, and it was important not to make any mistakes. And so I'm a pretty fast typer, but I remember trying to be slow and take my time to make sure that I didn't leave anything out or misspell any names or do anything else of that sort. So I knew from then that what they did was very particular work, and you needed to, work hard to make sure that you're doing everything in a manner that is, respectful for the person in the obituary, but for all the news that they did. You just have to do things in a certain way that benefits the community and is professional and like just pretty particular. And I remember that about it.
Getting it right. Paul, could you describe for us the Minden City Herald in its current incarnation, sort of what you consider the mission, what kinds of stories you felt have been important to publish?
Well, it's just local news. The bigger newspapers in the area, they'll sit at the courthouse and try to dig up dirt on everybody. But I wouldn't call us a good news newspaper, but we are kind of an area paper that just specializes in local news. And it's been very successful for us. And, sometimes you have to kind of ride the fence a little bit, about how some people think and other people think, but it's been successful for us. It's a lot of hard work, but
mm-hmm. What's something that might be typical on the front page?
If something happens, like a fire, let's say, or business people are moving on to do something different, or school news, a lot of school news, anything like that.
Paul, since you did take over the helm of the newspaper in the 1980s, the business has, to say the least, been through some dramatic changes. Have things changed for the Minden City Herald? Are there ways that it looks different today than it did in the 80s?
A lot more color in it.
Right.
Back when we bought the newspaper, we actually printed 2 pages at a time on an old flatbed press here. And eventually we sent it to a printer to have it done on a web press. before that, it was a cut and paste operation. Now everything's done electronically for the last 10 years or so. So it gives us a lot more flexibility for color and for colored ads and colored pictures. And it's everything's changed. That's for sure.
Sure. So how did
you roll with the flow?
How did you come to this generational transition, Paul, where you're now about to hand the paper off to Nathan?
Well, I'm 69. My wife is 68. Janice and I bought the place on March 1st in 1982. So we've had it. We're just finishing our last issue as we're speaking right now, and it'll be number 1,998 consecutive weeks. And you know, I knew a couple years ago already that it was getting time because the technology is just crazy anymore. And Nathan and Amber, they're going to do a lot of different things than what we did.
Nathan, that's your wife. That's your wife, Amber, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So Nathan, your background, I think, is in social work, not journalism. Why did you decide to take this on?
Well, I've been very into family heritage and family history for a long time. And I've always kind of been able to brag to people in passing here and there, you know, just in conversation, thinking how cool it was that my grandparents owned a newspaper and mm-hmm. You know, that was in our family. And I knew that grandpa had been trying to sell the paper and had a little bit of tepid interest, but not anything solid. And he's brought it up a couple times in passing over the years, but then we all went on vacation around Thanksgiving this last year, and we really got to talk about it a lot more in depth. And I proposed it to my wife, and she was extremely enthusiastic about the idea of it and being able to continue a family legacy and be involved in something so important. We immediately acknowledged the importance of a newspaper to a small community like this, and we felt it would be really meaningful to be a part of something like that.
Paul, when Nathan first expressed interest in this, did you try to warn him off?
We tried to tell him everything that could go wrong that could go wrong. and the biggest thing is it's a life change. You no longer basically get a weekly paycheck. You know, you're going to be the face of the area. You know, so you're going to be going a lot of places. My kids used to complain to me that I would go to the school and always take a camera with me. Well, he's going to be doing that stuff now, but it's very rewarding. You know, my dad told me years ago when we bought the place that you're never going to make much money doing this, but you'll make a good living. And that's kind of what I'm passing on to Nathan and Amber.
Yeah. One of the biggest questions for all news outlets, but especially for print journalism, is how you work out the financials as advertisers have shifted away from print ads. Paul, I wanted to ask how you have made it work in your time, and maybe Nathan, what some of your thoughts are going into the paper's next incarnation. Paul, do you want to start?
Ever since we bought the place, I always spent one day a week, usually Monday, and I go on the road and I call on all our advertisers, our bigger advertisers, of course, and I keep in contact with all of them. Honestly, you know, like during this pandemic, we only had a couple of ads that fell out for a while, but other people hung in there even though their business really suffered, but they stuck with us. And you know, it's just your personal relationship with these people that make it work.
Nathan, have you given any thought to if there is anything that you would change, or are you just going to try to maintain those relationships going forward?
I don't know that we're going to do a lot of changing, maintaining a lot of what my grandparents have done, a lot of the groundwork that they've laid, and they've made so many great connections. And my wife, she
up to now was working for the Adrian Symphony Orchestra in Adrian. And she got a lot of experience in talking to advertisers and designing ads. And she's very good at both of those. And we've realized very quickly that the whole community around here, which this newspaper covers a 7 or 8 town region up here, and everyone is very adamant that they want to keep the paper alive. They want to keep it going. And so while I know that a lot of places around the country and around the world have veered away from the print advertising, this area has maintained that. And it not only is reflected in the news advertisements in our paper, but in the other papers that are in this area. There are still dozens or really hundreds of businesses in the Thumb area that are still happy to support print media and to keep this paper going.
My guests today, if you're just joining us, are Nathan Marks, who is assuming control of the Minden City Herald in Sanilac County, taking the handoff from our other guest, his grandfather, Paul Engel. Nathan, do you have any plans to move the Minden City Herald into the digital sphere?
Not to the extent that a lot of newspapers have. So my grandparents haven't had much of a digital thumbprint at all. We were able to buy the domain name from MindenCityHerald.com without any issues. And they don't have a social media. So my wife has set up a Facebook page and an Instagram page. And right now, if you Google Minden City Herald, there's not even a Google business listing. So we have to get that set up. It's kind of nice actually having a blank slate rather than having to take over a ton of different social media and online accounts from my grandparents. We kind of just get to start it from scratch. And in that regard, it's been pretty seamless. And so we're not planning to put a lot of local news out there in article form. We'll have a website that will be a way for people to subscribe and to reach out to us and to access. We're in the process of setting up a digital archives through newspapers.com. They're going to digitize all of the microfilm that goes back to the 1890s, and then that will be available to our subscribers and to others who are interested. But as far as, you know, we're not going to be posting news articles that are in the paper on our website on a weekly basis. It'll be more of a means for us to connect with the community and especially to connect with a younger generation, with a generation more like mine and my wife. You know, we've raised some eyebrows being millennials taking over a newspaper in 2020. But we want to reach those in our age group. And I think using social media is going to be an effective means for that.
Paul, what would you say for you and your wife has been the most meaningful part of running the newspaper over the years?
Oh, gosh. You know, just all the relationships that we've grown over the years. You know, it's just like everything's like a big family. And my wife, Janice, she does all the Photoshop work with pictures and so forth. And like Nathan said early in the interview here about Obit page. Well, my wife does the Obit pictures and she makes them just perfect. And you look at the other newspapers around and their pictures usually look pretty terrible, but this is something really meaningful to the family that we want to make it the best, you know, it can be. But it's not it's just a small town. We've only got 300 people in this town, but we're in the middle of 3 county seats. So, you know, we reach out quite a little ways, and it's just a great place for kids to grow up.
Nathan, what do you feel must be retained as you and your wife, Amber, take the paper into its next incarnation?
I think it's important to keep a spotlight on all the things happening in this small community, to keep the community tied together in that respect. Right now, obviously, with COVID happening, a lot of things have been canceled or postponed. But in general, there are a lot of really great community events around here that really brings the community together in ways that you don't really see as much in large cities. I lived in Tulsa for 4.5 years. And while there were always things going on and things to do, it didn't quite have the same feel as a community-oriented and community-centered events that they have in this area. So we want to shine a spotlight on that. And we want to keep this paper for the community. You know, we're not going to delve into national news. There'll be limited, even statewide news. You know, if we're going to write material for the paper, it's going to be about, you know, this region. It's going to be about things that matter to people here. And we just want to maintain that focus on the area here. So many smaller newspapers get bought up by larger conglomerates, and then the writers of those newspapers don't even live in the area anymore, and don't focus heavily on local issues. And we want to do the opposite. We want to ingrain ourselves in the community. We want to invest in the community resources and keep it going as strongly as possible.
I'm sure you both could name numerous examples of that very thing happening, of newspapers in Michigan or other places folding up. What would you say is lost in the communities that lose their local paper?
Oh, gosh. You know, they just lose their identity. There were, let's see, there's probably three newspapers in the area here. There were weekly newspapers that were bought up by a larger company. And after just a short period of time, they just closed them up, just wrapped it all into one newspaper. And, you know, the communities all lose their identity. And to me, it's not a good thing. That's for sure. So,
yeah.
My experience has been the same. As I've told people in my life about this venture, I've heard numerous, you know, personal anecdotes about, I had the most wonderful local paper growing up and now it's gone, or it's still there and it's nothing like it used to be. I've heard so many complaints about, you know, all the writers for our local paper, none of them even live in this county. They all live in the closest major city. And you know, they'll drive up here to take some pictures and then drive back home, but they don't feel like they're part of the community. And I do feel like that's a big loss for those communities when they lose that local connection, where it's written by people who are, you know, who live here and who are invested in it.
Nathan Marks is assuming the top job at the Minden City Herald in Sanilac County. Nathan, we're looking forward to hitting like on the Herald Facebook page pretty soon.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us, and we appreciate your support.
And we've also been talking with Nathan's grandfather, Paul Engel, who has been running the family business all these years. Paul, thank you so much for everything that you and your family have done.
Well, thank you. And just to say something about Nathan and Amber, that, you know, they're going to keep a lot of the old stuff, but they got a lot of good ideas for the, you know, the future too. And we're really proud of them.